This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today, has granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. The Ministry said the Council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft. The Rajya Sabha today gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. Replying to a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easy resolution of disputes. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. Among other things, the bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that maintenance of peace and tranquility in border areas is a prerequisite for the development of ties between India and China. He said the two countries will be discussing both de-escalation and effective management of activities in border areas in the coming days. The minister was making a statement to the Lok Sabha today on recent development in India's relations with China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated the successful implementation of 3 new criminal laws to the nation. He reviewed the progress of the 3 new criminal laws which have been implemented to reform India's criminal justice system in Chandigarh in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The new criminal laws of Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sahita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the implementation of the new criminal laws is a concrete step towards fulfilling the ideals that our constitution has envisioned for the citizens of our country. President Draupadi Murmu reached Bhubaneswar this evening on a 5-day visit to her home state, Odisha. She was given a warm welcome by Governor of Odisha, Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. Soon after arrival, the president unveiled the new statue of Pandit Raghunath Murmu, an eminent Santhali writer and educator, at Niladri Bihar in Bhubaneswar. She also visited Adim Owar Jarpa Jaher in Bhubaneswar, offered prayers and interacted with the local tribal families. During her visit, the president will attend several official programs, including Indian Navy Day tomorrow at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri. In Maharashtra, the BJP officials held a meeting today in Mumbai ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government. Though the face of the chief minister is not yet clear, BJP state chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also took stock of the preparations for the ceremony. The oath-taking ceremony is scheduled to take place on Thursday at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. In Jammu and Kashmir, a most wanted terrorist commander was killed in an encounter in Dachigam forest in the Srinagar outskirts today. A police spokesperson confirmed that the killed terrorist has been identified as Junaid Ahmed Bhatt, an A-category terrorist of the Lashkar-e-Taiba outfit. On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virender Kumar today launched 16 initiatives in New Delhi to empower Divyangjans across the nation. Addressing the gathering, the minister emphasized that through these initiatives, the government aims to ensure equal opportunities, accessibility and empowerment for every Divyangjan. The Asian Women's Handball Championship has begun in New Delhi's Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium today. India is hosting the handball competition for the first time. In today's matches, Japan thrashed Iran in a Group B match, while in Group A match, Kazakhstan beat China and South Korea thrashed Singapore. In hockey, semi-finals have been played today in the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup being held in Muscat, Oman. Defending champions India will take on Malaysia at 8:30 p.m. IST. India remain at the top of the Pool A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.